Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Hi, my name is Marco.
So, Marco, today we've got an elementary level lesson that comes from the past.
Yeah, this is a bit of a homage to the first e-learning tool, maybe not e-learning, but electronic learning software tool, device, invention that we have found.
So this is a product of the 80s, I would say, or early 90s, perhaps. Something that some of us grew up with. It's called the Speak and Spell.
The Speak and Spell. And we had the Italian version that was called Il Grillo Parlante.
So Il Grillo Parlante, the talking cricket. So this is something that would talk to you, give you a word, you have to spell it. We're going to hear this dialogue three times and learn about spelling a couple of Italian words. And when we come back, Marco and I will be breaking it down for you.
Dialogue. First time.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna. L-U-N-A. Esatto. Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia. A, C, A, C, A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia. A, C, I, A, C, I, A. Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C, I, A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C, I, A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C, I.
Dialogue, second time.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna. L-U. N-A. Esatto. Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia. A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia. A-C-I-A-C-I-A. Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C, I, A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C, I, A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C.
Dialogue, third time.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna. L-U-N-A. Esatto. Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia. A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia. A-C-I-A-C-I-A. Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C, I, A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C, I, A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A, C, A, C.
And we're back. So, Marco, is this bringing back all sorts of memories for you?
Yeah, it's incredible. Ah, so many times I played with the Grillo Parlante.
But, you know, it's an educational tool. I'm sure you're an amazing speller now.
It was a small revolution. It's actually funny, the spelling thing, but let's talk about it later.
We will. So let's jump into this and look at it line by line, translating it into English.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna.
Write and press check. Moon.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna.
Write and press check. Moon.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna. L-U-N-A. Esatto.
L-U-N-A. Exactly.
L-U-N-A. Esatto.
M-O-O-N. Exactly.
L-U-N-A. Esatto. Ora, scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia.
Now, write and press check. Acacia.
Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia.
Now write and press check. Acacia.
Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia. A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia.
A-C-A-C-A. Not received. Retry and check. Acacia.
A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia.
A-C-A-C-A. Not received. Retry and check. Acacia.
A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia. A-C-I-A-C-I-A.
A-C-I-A-C-I-A.
A-C-I-A-C-I-A. Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
I did not receive. I asked for acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
Did not receive. I asked for acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. And then it says again, avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
I asked for acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
So, a bit annoying, actually. Now
a
remember,
bit, it goes on and on and on.
It was a bit annoying, a bit strict also.
But maybe a great way for our users to learn some of their alphabet in a time, because it's not something that we talk about that often.
Yeah, also because, like in English, every letter has its own name, right?
So, right.
Well, apart from the vowels that we pronounce A, E, I, O, U, so
yeah,
exactly as they sound, we have like B, C, D, F, is it weird, no? F, G,
I think I and J are the hardest ones.
What? I and J?
Yeah.
We don't have a J.
I know.
We actually, the funny thing is that on the speak and spell, the J was there and he would pronounce it ilota.
Ilota.
That's wrong. It doesn't exist in Italian. It's ilunga.
Well, that is very interesting. I think it's maybe worth a different discussion later on, some of the letters that we don't share between Italian and English. But there are some really important words at the beginning of this dialogue that we can use for all sorts of electronic devices. For example, premi.
Premi.
Premi means to press. You know, we have other words in Italian to say this, but premi means to press or push.
Yes, and they're okay. all like commands in this case. So it's like the speak and spell ordering you. Premi controlla.
So scrivi, you write. Premi, you push. And what button are we pushing?
Controlla.
Controlla means to check. This is a false friend. Don't be lured into believing that this means to control, like to control a device. It means to check in Italian. Controllare.
Scrivi e premi controlla.
And we keep having this command. But what's the response after we've said the word wrong?
Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla.
Okay, so this first part is very important. Non, not, ricevo. I don't receive, okay? I don't receive. So that means not computing.
Yeah.
And what's the command that follows?
Riprova.
So this is a command again. Tu riprova. You try again.
E controlla.
Okay. As we just said, controlla doesn't mean to control. It means to check. And so this keeps happening. And finally, we have another warning. It says, I did not receive this.
Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia.
So, non ho ricevuto. This is in the past tense. I could say, non ho ricevuto your letter.
Exactly.
Or, non ho ricevuto your phone call.
Sì, non ho ricevuto.
So, this is a very, very important phrase because it can be used in all sorts of circumstances, not just electronic circumstances. So, non ho ricevuto. That's for me. I have not received.
Mm-mm.
I asked for acacia.
Sì, avevo chiesto acacia.
Avevo chiesto. This is another important one because we are talking about asking for something. So I didn't ask for that. Or I did ask for that.
Avevo chiesto un caffè.
I asked for a coffee.
Like 1 hour ago.
Yeah. Avevo chiesto un hamburger.
Where is
and
it?
I'm hungry. So avevo, I had chiesto. That means in the past, I had asked for this.
Non ho ricevuto un hamburger. Avevo chiesto un hamburger.
Thank you.
Where is my hamburger?
Avevo chiesto. Avevo chiesto. We hear this a couple more times. And at the end, it's kind of sad because this person does not know how to spell acacia.
and the machine just goes.
Pew, pew, pew. So let's take another listen to this. We're going to hear it three more times. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about spelling.
Dialogue. First time.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna. L-U-N-A. Esatto. Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia. A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia. A-C-I-A-C-I-A. Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
Dialogue, second time.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna. L-U-N-A. Esatto. Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia. A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia. A-C-I-A-C-I-A. Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
Dialogue, third time.
Scrivi e premi controlla. Luna. L-U-N-A. Esatto. Ora scrivi e premi controlla. Acacia. A-C-A-C-A. Non ricevo. Riprova e controlla. Acacia. A-C-I-A-C-I-A. Non ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A. Avevo chiesto acacia. A-C-A-C-I-A.
So you know something that drives me nuts, Marco, in Italian? Well, it used to drive me nuts.
What drives you nuts?
I love spelling. I like to think about how words go together.
Yes.
And when I first got to Italy and I was learning Italian, I kept asking, well, how do you spell that?
Yeah.
And then I want to know, how do you say, how do you spell that?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
In Italian, you don't really say spell. You
no.
say, how do you write something?
Actually, there is a word that is like, I think they say, compitare. Something like that. We don't use it. Maybe they use it when they translate American movies where there is a spelling contest, because we don't have that either,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Italian, as you may know, most of the time you pronounce it as you spell it.
So acacia, A-C-A-C-I-A, acacia.
Yeah.
It's very straightforward as opposed to English, which has all these curveballs.
Yeah, it's much more simple than English, where actually, you know, the spelling can be tricky.
Right, so Marco, how do you spell Marco? How would I say this in Italian? How do you spell your name?
Come si scrive? Come si scrive? You can say that. Yeah.
So how does one write this? How do you write this? So if you're ever confused and you want to know how to spell something, remember that looking up the word spell in the dictionary is not going to get you very far. You just ask the question, come si scrive? How do you write this? All right, so lots of tricks and tips for you. We have more that we'll post on the website. We hope that if you have questions, you do get in touch with us. Our website is italianpod.com. If you have other questions that you want to ask us privately, you're welcome to email us.
italianpod@practicelanguage.com. If the website or the email don't work, my suggestion is riprova e controlla.
Riprova e controlla.
All non right. ho ricevuto. Avevo chiesto email di italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
Premi, controlla.
Avevo chiesto.
Thank you, Mark. That's it for us today. We're going to lock Marco up. Until next time, everyone. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao a tutti.